Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something that I think keeps a lot of parents up at night, especially homeschooling parents. It's that nagging fear that you're just not doing enough.
Oh, that's the classic checklist anxiety for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're looking at a piece by Anna Willis from They Call Me Blessed. She breaks down five Charlotte Mason practices she wishes she'd started sooner. And it's not just a how-to guide. It's almost a confession.
It really is. She talks about moving from this really high stress, trying to replicate school at home model to something she calls heart-centered.
A huge shift.
A huge shift.
Right.
Willis admits she started out with all the rigid schedules, the glossy catalogs, just checking every single box, but the result was just burnout, not academic perfection.
And her goal is to help other moms move from, as she puts it, stressed to blessed.
Right, by using a gentler method.
Okay, so let's unpack that, because gentle can sometimes sound, a little lazy to a skeptic. Her first big change was getting rid of textbooks for living books.
Yeah.
So, what even is a living book?
Well, think of it like this. You have a dry textbook entry on, say, the Civil War.
Just dates and facts.
Just dates and facts. Or you could read a soldier's actual diary from the front lines. A living book is that diary. It's narrative rich. It has ideas that touch the imagination.
So it's about making the information stick because you're actually engaged.
It's more than that. It's about formation. When a child connects emotionally with a story, they're not just memorizing data. They're sort of wrestling with the truth of it. It shapes their character.
Okay, that makes sense for literature and history. But her second point, nature study, this is where some people might, raise an eyebrow. It can sound like a fancy term for go play outside.
And I think a lot of us see it that way at first. But for Charlotte Mason, nature is literally the child's first and best science teacher. Willis admits she used to just treat it as an extra.
Like recess.
Exactly. But it's meant to be a sacred rhythm. It forces a child to really look, to observe, to notice details, to classify. It trains them to be a poet and a scientist at the same time.
Training the eye. I like that. But let's talk about the schedule, because her third point, this is the one that frankly scares me a little. Short lessons. She's talking 10, maybe 20 minutes per subject. I mean, is that really enough time to learn anything complex?
It sounds totally counterintuitive, doesn't it? We're so conditioned to think more time equals more learning.
Right.
But what Willis points out is that the goal isn't time on task, it's building the habit of attention. A child's focus is sharpest in that first 15 or 20 minutes.
So you stop the lesson before they get bored.
Precisely. You stop while the brain is still fresh and engaged. You actually get more real intellectual work done in 15 focused minutes than in an hour of just staring at a worksheet.
Okay, but if you're not doing the worksheets, if you're not doing these hour-long lessons, how do you even know they're getting it? You can't really grade a vibe.
And that's where her fourth practice comes in, narration. This is the big alternative to the test. The child simply has to tell back what they learned
In their own words.
in their own words,
Hmm.
which is so much harder than just circling B on a multiple choice test.
Way harder.
Yeah. To narrate, you have to digest the information, organize it in your mind, and then reproduce it. Willis says this is how kids truly own the ideas.
I can see how that all connects. And she wraps it up with a fifth one, picture study.
Right, which is just about building a gallery in the mind, focusing on one artist at a time, teaching kids to really see and appreciate beauty.
So we have living books, nature study, short lessons, narration, and picture study. For a mom who's listening right now and she's just drowning in worksheets, how does she make this switch? It feels like a huge leap of faith.
It is a leap, but Willis's advice is to trade pressure for peace. She says, just sweep away the lifeless textbooks. Don't be afraid that shorter lessons mean you're falling behind.
And she says it's never too late to start right.
Never. Whether it's day one or year 10, the goal is to prioritize what she calls atmosphere, discipline, and life over a rigid, soul-crushing schedule.
She ends on that powerful note about the divine calling.
Yeah, I really loved that part. She reminds moms that this isn't some solo mission. The one who called you to homeschool is faithful to lead you.
It's a reminder that you're not just an instructor checking boxes.
You're nurturing a soul.
What a beautiful way to think about it. If you're feeling the weight of that checklist today, maybe, just take a step back.
Yeah.
Trust in that divine calling to nurture a restful education in what she calls a beyond blessed life. Thanks for diving in with us.
Take care.